word, never. It's the stuff death produces. It's hard to breathe within the space created by never. At some point, you have to make a choice. Am I going to live or am I going to die? Am I going to find the faith and the courage to pick myself up and try to live again? Or am I going to merely exist? At 41 years of age, I had to ask myself, will I be satisfied spending the rest of my life going through the motions? At least for the moment, going through the motions looked very appealing. Going through the motions, what I refer to as just making an impression, is an easy task. It's like going through life only satisfying the basic minimum requirements. No one questions your motives. Little is expected of you. There really is no great pressure to improve, and most of all, little, if anything, in your life has to change. I was a widower. People felt too much sorrow to hold me accountable. I answered to very few people. Merely existing comforted me. To exist offers the illusion of freedom without any responsibility. Our present culture encourages effortless living, since all that really matters is appearing successful. In a real sense, I was dying a slow death. I had no desire whatsoever to venture beyond the realm of perception. And after a while, perception did not matter. But that's fine in a world that requires little else. Impressionistic living is tolerated with exceptional